Talking today with National Corn Grower President Gary Niemeyer. Gary, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're going to be trying to deal with. Your group is at this Commodity Classic, on obviously top of mind for a lot of folks, 2012 Farm Bill. We're hearing even as recently as just the last couple of days from Congressman Lucas that we still really aren't seeing all the agricultural groups sing off the same song page. How do we get there?
Well, I would imagine that every farm bill that I've ever been involved in, the same question would have been asked: how are we going to get to the same policy? You know, I'm president of the National Corn Growers. I'm representing 300,000 corn farmers, and we have worked diligently to pass what we think is the most important to us. Obviously, the most important to us is crop insurance, as you well know. But we are working with an aggregate risk and revenue management program that fills in some of the gaps that are left by crop insurance, and those gaps are when you have multiple years of the reduction in price and or yields that's really nothing to do, you know, with anything we have any control over, but it works with our crop insurance policies. And having said that, I'm sure that there's probably some of the crops that are growing in your area that maybe crop insurance isn't as important to as what we're doing.
Obviously, you know, when you start talking about this type of program, this is, I guess, maybe the common vernacular is the shallow loss type program, correct?
Well, that's what it's called, but I really rather refer to it for what it really is. And, you know, we're in these volatile times of commodity markets. I mean, I'm just watching my phone all day long in the last couple of days. I figured they were on a downtrend, and now all of a sudden we're in a big uptrend. And, you know, the problem is you have no control over trends that are not even about production agriculture necessarily. It could be crude oil. It could be the value of a U.S. dollar versus the euro. You just have no idea, and that's the reason that we want to have some risk management protection for our growers.
Other issue maybe that's really out there of some importance to you would be the issue of ethanol and I guess some sort of federal protection, federal supports for the industry. Where is the appropriate level of support for this particular industry at this point of its life?
Well, as you well know, the VTEC ended at the end of December 31st this last year, and so did the import tariff on ethanol. So all we have is a renewable fuel standard, which is a roadmap to how we get to 15 billion gallon of ethanol from 15 billion bushel of corn by 2015. And I know there are some livestock people who have been a little upset about thinking that the price of corn has been a detriment to them and that's because we're making ethanol. But we're almost to where we're going, and we're going to defend the RFS very strongly. You know, a rising tide rises all ships, and I know there's a lot of pork producers who are friends of mine. Believe it or not, this last year they had a 22% increase in the amount of pork that they exported overseas. Now, we've been willing to work with them on three free trade agreements, Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. You know, this is what we have to do in agriculture, and it probably goes back to your original question. I don't know if we're going to get one farm bill that's going to make everybody happy, but we in agriculture all need to work together, or we're going to be picked off one at a time.
Going back to the Farm Bill for one last question, in regards to the need for a 2012 bill this year, most agriculture groups seem to agree on that particular idea. How important is it that we get farm policy in place here, even though this is an election year?
Ron, let's take one thing at a time. If we agree on doing a 2012 policy, let's try to get it done. I agree. We need to do it because, as you look up, you know, we started in a November process with a group of 12 that ended, and we had $23 billion that was going to be taken from agriculture over a period of 10 years. That number now, with the president's budget, was like $32 billion, and I don't think it's going to get any better. And quite honestly, I think it's time for some of these countries, including ours, to stop kicking the can down the road and start passing policies that may not be too particularly great for them individually, but we have to have a good, solid world economy. You know, I was thinking back to World War, or right after the 1930s. We had, the world was in a recession. But because people started becoming protectionist to protect what they had, that's what drove us into a depression. And we sure don't need that anymore.